It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right. Hey, Woody, thank you. And Omar Kelly, nice enough from the Miami Herald Dolphins columnist to join us this morning. Omar, how you doing?
I'm good. When you say the Miami Herald, that just sounds so weird, but I get it.
Well, listen, man, that's a great get, man. It got you over the front of the Miami Herald sports every day. Come on, man. No.
It's a kid's dream. Miami Herald was the first place I interned ever. They gave me my first job in journalism, so I'm appreciative and grateful. But, you know, I still got love for Sun Sentinel, too. That was my home for 20 years.
Yeah,
but,
no.
You know, the most important thing, I think, locally is that everybody supports local journalism, because without it, we can't cover your local teams. And you know, I know it takes a lot to subscribe, but, you know, I'm working on a deal to get that Herald subscription for the rest of the year for all the Dolphins training camp at a discounted price. It's coming down the pipeline.
Look at you. Just starting there and already got good ideas for the boss over there. All right. That sounds good. Hey, by the way, let's jump into a few things. Three guys want new contracts. Do all three guys get one by the time the season starts?
I don't think they do. I think hopefully Tua does. I think
Tyreek does.
I think you could wait. I don't think it would be wise to wait, but I think you can. The reason I say I don't think it'll be wise to wait is because Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb are next down the chute in terms of guys who are going to become the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Why wouldn't you want to get in now before the price goes up even more? And then on top of that, you extend Tyreek, probably add on an extra year, get rid of his fake year in 2026 and make it a real year. And then have him locked up for, let's say, 3 more seasons, which is right along the window of when you should be competitive for a title if you have Tua as your quarterback. You would save $14 million in cap space. And this is what people don't understand. Signing Tua and Tyreek to multi-year extensions, even if they're top 5 highest paid players at their position, that's going to create about $22, $23 million in cap space. And that benefits you for future years. So it sets you up to really put together a nice roster for 3 years. And that should be important to this organization.
How important is it Javon Holland? And what happens if Javon Holland, who's been very quiet, I know he mm-hmm. wants a new contract.
Yeah.
What happens? They go, hey, Javon, you're going to have to wait. We're not going to do it. Is he play hard and let it go, or how's that go?
I think it's important that we establish something about Javon. We don't know what level player he is yet. So how exactly are we supposed to know what to pay him? You know, what's the comparables? You know, really, how much would you pay Javon per year for contributions that he's made? I don't know that. I mean, Javon probably thinks and wants to be paid like an elite safety. Has he proven that he's an elite safety? So how, you know, I think it's going to be quite difficult for you to put a price point on what Javon Holland has done and can do. You know, the best case scenario, no, not really the best case, but if you do sign Tua to an extension, you have the franchise tag that allows you to lock up Javon for at least one more season. Safety prices are not that
drastically
high.
Right.
But would Javon rather you give him an $8 million a year contract now? I'm sure that Chris Greer said they're going to negotiate with him. They're going to talk to him. Javon says they haven't even began any conversations with us. Javon is represented by Athletes First, which just so happens to represent everybody, including Tua, except for Tyreek. Clearly it's a conversation that Chris Greer can't avoid.
Right. Good point. I did not know that, by the way. That's a good piece of information that those guys are represented by the same agency. So it's a good one, and you know what? You and I are on the same page with this. Javon played in 12 games last year. I thought he played more than that. I did not realize. I know he missed the Kansas City game, and late in the year after getting injured. I think it was the Jets game after the 99-yard touchdown he injured. But
he battled with a knee injury, and that was the first time I'd ever heard or seen a player suffer two knee injuries in the same play. And it was really difficult for him to come back from because he didn't have any other leg when something's going wrong with one, you kind of lean on the other. That wasn't the case for him. And there was a level of frustration within the organization and within Vic Fangio about how long he took to come back. But I'm never, ever, ever, I'm not part of your old school era, Joe, where you force a player onto the field even though he's not ready or capable of playing at the level that he's comfortable with. I will never support that. So I always support a player coming back when he feels like he's ready.
I don't disagree. I am not old school that way. I know it was like that, but I understand. But when doctors think you can play and you don't play, that just puts a little bit, more pressure on the situation. But I want to add this. So Anthony Weaver comes in as defensive coordinator. These are what I'd like to see Javon's stats look like. He had Kyle Hamilton, who played in 15 games last year. 3 sacks.
They are not the same player, Joe.
10 tackles for loss, 4 picks, and a touchdown. My God.
They are not the same player, Joe. That's not even fair. I think Kyle Hamilton is probably the best safety in the NFL, if not one of the best defenders in the NFL. I would – do you really see Javon?
Yes, I think Javon is – every bit as athletic as Kyle. I'm just telling you. You ask me, I'm telling you. He's not as big.
Okay.
Kyle's 6'4", 220 pounds, and, great player coming out of, I believe, Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's good. I just, to your point, though, I want to see him have the same kind of role because he can run, he can hit. He's one of the Javon's a great tackler. He's done everything. Mm-hmm. He can cover in the slot. Hell, might be one of their best cover guys. I really think he can do everything, and I just want to see him more involved in whatever the hell we're doing instead of just putting him back there where he can't and, he gets 5 or 6 tackles and that's it.
I think safeties are going to be heavily featured in Anthony Weaver's defense.
Yeah, me too,
which is why I was very happy that they signed Marcus May because I thought safety was happened to be one of the thinnest positions on the roster. Now they've got 3 starting caliber safeties, and then you throw in Nick Needham into the mix and Elijah Campbell, 2 players who I have respect for. Hopefully Nick gets back to where he once was. Remember when he was a starter back before Kader Kohu emerged? I have a real good amount of respect for Nick. So I think they've got enough depth. Now the question is, who do you put in the box? I would feel more comfortable putting Jordan Poyer in the box than I would Javon Holland. And for this reason, Jordan Poyer has seen and forgotten more football than Javon Holland knows. The question that I have is, does he have the same foot speed to cover like he once did that earlier in his career? And my answer to that question would be no. So why would I have him back there playing free safety with Javon closer in a box? I want Javon to be that center fielder, that ball hawk, that last line of defense. But then again, that's not how you get paid in the NFL unless you get interceptions. So it'll be interesting to see what role he plays.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I'm curious to see because that whole organization said besides him missing all those games – we got to get more out of Javon. He's better than that. Mm-hmm. He's better than what that sheet tells me.
He is, and he has been for the duration of his career. The problem is you got to translate that to the game. We know Javon's got instincts and got ball skills. He has the potential to be a playmaker. He showed you that in the Jets game and the 2 forced fumble game, but we just haven't seen it on a consistent basis. And I don't know how you put a price point on it for a player that you haven't seen it from yet.
Yeah, no. I that's why I think with all this going on, I know if I was a team, I'd go miss a lot of games last year for us just to give them money. We got to see something. And by the way, seeing something is also durability, right? When you're a young guy trying to get a contract.
But he hasn't had any durability issues until last year.
Last year, yeah. Until the knees. You're right. No, I don't disagree. Hey, so you still worried mostly about center and two guards? And depth at those positions or no?
Yeah. I think if we were gonna nitpick the roster, and I think this is a pretty good roster, I would nitpick it from I would love to have one more cornerback, one more interior player, and then one more five technique edge player. I know we added Calais Campbell, but you know it's a hodgepodge of guys that I don't really know much about. And until I see them in training camp with pads on, I can't really vouch for any of them. None of them were significant enough for their team to even re-sign them to minimum-based contracts. So I can't sit here and tell you that they're going to be the answer for the Dolphins. Now, cornerback, I just think is a little thin. I think you're one injury away at cornerback from kind of being in a desperate spot unless Nick Needham comes back and performs like a starter. We don't know who Kato Kohu is. You know, was he the guy that performed his rookie season or was he the guy that showed up the second season? You know, that's a huge gamble right there. And I know you got Nick as your backup, nickel cornerback. But, you know, what do we know about Cam Smith? What do we know about Ethan Bonner? Those two guys, when something happens to Kendall Fuller or Jalen Ramsey, and I don't even expect either of those guys to play a significant amount of snaps in the exhibition season. So we're going to really see who Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner are. And the question is, are they NFL, you know, can they pass the sniff test on that one?
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting with rookies reporting here right around the corner just a couple of weeks away. I just don't know in today's camp how rookies can catch up quickly and you can have them. I understand they're going to play a lot in preseason football, but how if there is open competition for playing time, it's really hard for this rookie class outside of pass rushers because you just got guys that they're going to have to line up and play. But for some of these positions, unless you get to play a lot and get some experience, how do you get ready for September?
Oh, well, I mean, they're going to get a lot of run in the exhibition season because I don't think this organization believes in playing their veterans in the exhibition season. And I don't, I totally support that cause because I don't want to see Teron Armstead, you know.
No, I don't either. I'd rather have him a little rusty in September in that first game against Jacksonville. Yeah,
absolutely. So Patrick Paul is going to get a lot of run. These wide receivers, I mean, I think they're going to get a lot of run in the exhibition season because how much are you playing Tyreek and how much are you playing Jalen Waddle or Odell Beckham? I don't even know if Odell Beckham
may play. Yeah, that's a good point. He may not play. Hey, so I do have to ask you this one. I think we're all kind of curious. We had a full rookie class this year pretty much with the, you know, with the picks. What guy you kind of think by the end of the year we're going to be talking most about of that rookie class that will have the biggest impact on this team?
I think Chop Robinson. I think even if you get back Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb, I think Chop Robinson, in my mind, he's going to be the elephant. You remember when we had that defense where Jason Taylor could just walk around and cherry pick where he's going to attack the quarterback? Chop Robinson has this elite get off. That's the number one trait that he has. Rare athleticism, elite get off, and I have him moving around. Remember when we used Jerome Baker in that scheme in what was it, Brian Flores' last year? I think Chop Robinson is a guy where you're just going to use him as a chess piece that helps you get pressure. So I definitely see him being a 400 snap player.
Real quickly, just to follow up to that one, where does Kamara fit into this thing? Does he get snaps? You expect he'll play some?
As I told you, I think both of those edge rushers begin the season on the PUP, so you're going to have to make it through the bye week with those rookie edge rushers, and we'll see if they can pass the sniff test. You got them, and you got Shaq Barrett, and that's pretty much it. So they're going to have to hold it down for a good duration for at least six games.
Yeah. Hey, man, thank you. Really appreciate Omar. Have a good time with, I guess, the families. You're going to get together, as I'm hearing. You're getting together with the Hollywoods?
Yeah. We're probably going to go to water park on Sunday. Yes, I'm going to get the wife's approval so I can babysit the boys.
That's going to be a great segment, Omar babysitting. Yeah, that's huge.
I'm going to be very responsible Omar, who shows that I'm a great parent and I'm a great supervisor of kids. But the truth is, whenever I get the kids, I'm going to tell them, like, just tear up the house, guys. We'll clean it up before mom and dad gets home.
Oh, you won't have to worry about that. No. Leon's fine. Leon's a mellow kid.
He's a little monster.
There's a chance, yeah. He's a wild
I just
one.
Want to see Omar going down a water slide. That's really why I'm doing it.
All right. Omar.
My daughter's adventurous, too, so she will definitely go down a water slide.
Omar, have a great couple of days, man. Take care and thank you.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald, joining us. We got a lot more. Mike Florio going to join us in this 9 o'clock hour. Mike moving up a couple of days, so we'll jump into some things with him with the National Football League. We'll have all that stuff coming up. But first... Well, we always talk about it. We can't even talk about our teams without talking about sports-related injuries. I mean, right? It never stops. You know, I even was meeting with the people at Baptist Health. We had lunch together, and they're like, yeah. I go, I know. It'd be nice to come in here and go, hey, man, we're not doing much. Everybody's healthy, but that's just not real, man. That's not reality of what's going on when it comes to sports, individual and team sports. Sooner or later, if you're competing, you're active, you're going to get injured. And where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins Trust. Baptist Health South Florida and that sports medicine program they put together is top dog. You know, they call it top 50 because they don't rank them. But if they did, they put that Baptist Health South Florida group right there at the top here in South Florida. Man, they are good. Some of the top specialists, the team doctors. It's really cool the way it works. So the team doctors that travel and are with the teams basically every day, they have an injury and they call, check it out, and then they have the specialist come in right away and they take a look at it, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement and Achilles. We got specialists for every part of that, every one. Two or three doctors in every one of specialized parts of the body. So anything you're going through, boy, the Dr. Swartzens of the world go, hey, they call them and they have them come in and you get to see them right away and you get great results because they have seen your injury so many times. They know how to fix it and they know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. And we've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade and Broward, you are covered, man. From Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility to 595 and Pine Island Implantation. We got you, man, with the best doctors working all over South Florida for you and all those athletes. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.